Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. I'm Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. All the interviews in this series can be found at strugglingteens.com. Today is November 1st, 2016, and we're going to talk about balancing parenting and work. I have two guests, a married Drew. He's the co-owner and founder of New Vision Wilderness and has about 15 years of experience in adventure and wilderness therapy. Well, glad to have you here. Good afternoon, Drew.
Hi. Good afternoon, Lon. Thanks for having me.
And then also on is the academic director for New Vision Wilderness. That's Summer Hornbeck. And she's also been involved for quite a while and is very active and a co-owner. So the topic, and we've narrowed it down a little bit, but we can go broader than that. The trick of managing parenting and a management job. So who wants to start and talk about what do you have in mind? Because we all parents have this problem of balancing, or most parents at least, working a job. But a management job is especially tricky because there's an old saying I've heard that if you own your own business, then you can work any hours you want. You can work any 20 hours of the day you like. And the little bit of truth to that. So talk about that, and what have you found that that you have to do in order to make a go of it, balancing these two things? Drew, you want to start, or Summer?
I'll actually be the one to start. So okay. I think the beginning for us is really focusing on culture and values, and we start that in our business and also are consistent across the board with our family also, and that value of relationship. And I think the key values within that relationship are really being honest with both your business, your staff, and your family, sincere interest, that sense of team approach, being dependable, and clear communication.
Mm-hmm. Very important for any relationship, but especially marriage. Okay.
One thing we like to emphasize too, Lon, is, you know, when it comes to running a business, is, you know, it has to be fun, especially, you know, with what we do. Running a wilderness therapy program, you know, it can be kind of a stressful endeavor. So, you know, integrating and having fun. One example that I like to share with people is we did an all staff training recently, and then at the very end we rented sumo suits, and everybody got in the sumo suits and were able to have some fun and wrestle in these big puffy sumo suits. And that's just an example of integrating, you know, fun into your business culture.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you want to break that down a little bit? You mentioned a little bit about some principles, and I was thinking in terms of marriage, but it probably fits in the job. Might be a way to start. What are the main problems have you run into and had to solve in order to make it work, being parents and owners of a business?
So I think, you know, we have those as kind of our pitfalls, and the concept that a lot of what happens in business can stream over and flow into our family life and start to affect things if it's a stressful situation, if there's things going on, you know, if there's a lot of people in town and we're trying to juggle the two components of being an active family and also being able to run the business and be there for our staff and be that dependability and support. And some of our pitfalls we talked about were the, you know, 6 a.m. talk about work when the workday hasn't quite started yet, and discussing incidents and allowing that to be a part of our family. And we really have to work at creating a sense of separation, because it can start to take over your life if you allow business to infiltrate the family time.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I have a family business, and I've run into some of that. And fortunately, my wife is also tends to be a bit of a workaholic, so we both understand that. So talk a little bit more. Can you think maybe, for example, what's a situation, a general situation you ran into that was rather a crisis in balancing it, and how did you solve it? What was the problem?
Great. Well, I think a great example for our family was We have two locations for our business, one in Wisconsin and one in Oregon. And the big decision that we had to manage as a family was, we were living in Wisconsin at the time. We've been in Oregon for 3 years now. Do we move to Oregon to support our business in Oregon, or do we stay in Wisconsin? And what we did, Lon, is we put it to a family vote. We have two daughters that are 9 and 12. And what we did is we included them. Everybody had an equal part of the vote. We discussed the pros and the cons as a family, and we made a family vote, and we made a unanimous decision to move out to support the business in Oregon. And really then what that does is that demonstrates a commitment. Now we've all made the commitment, and we're all in the same boat together. And so that's helped all of us in terms of alignment. If we've struggled with that decision or second guess that decision, we're able to remind ourselves that this is something that everybody had part of the decision in.
So I gather the thought or the option of a commuter relationship in the family was pretty much rejected or stayed away from as much as possible.
Yes, definitely. I think that creates too much stress and tension between with a lot of travel. And so being consistent and being a family and being there for each other, and then also including everyone in so that we felt like we had a buy-in.
I'd be interested in the thinking of your daughters, because that's about the age to where they start burrowing in with their friends. They're very important, and very often there's a lot of resistance from them. So what was their thinking on that, or how did it come around to a unanimous resolution?
That's a great question. One of the things that the values that we have at New Vision that we also have integrated into our family is some of Gabor Mate's work around the importance of parent orientation versus peer orientation. Basically, the concept that children should look to their parents for the answers, what's right, what do I do, versus looking to their peers around what's right, what decision should I make. And so for us, one of the values when it comes to parent orientation is that of an integrated life, that we can work hard and play hard at the same time. I think a lot of people expend a lot of energy kind of fighting for work-life balance and trying to disconnect from work. And for me, one of what we've tried to do, and something that Summer and I have been very successful at, is integrating our business life with our work life, as well as parenting. And examples have been bringing our children to work for holiday parties and birthdays, bringing our children out into the wilderness to meet our clients and experience what it's like. So, you know, the long and short of it is, it's very important for children to be parent-oriented versus peer-oriented. And one of the ways that we've been able to do that from a business and family perspective is living an integrated life.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that would be a good match with particularly the business you're in, teaching struggling teens how to get their heads screwed on straight and learn the basic values that we all live by. I would imagine it'd be very easy to integrate the two of them, at least philosophically.
We also, when we took the vote, we did a family hike, and so it was a big adventure that we came all the way to Oregon as a family. Explored the field together, went for a large hike in Washington, and then discussed, you know, the pros and cons with our kids and did a family vote on top of a mountain.
Okay, that would be good. And were they enthusiastic about it, or did they have some reservations that they overcame, or what was their attitude as you went through that process?
I think you discussed before the concept of obviously leaving their friends was one component, and leaving their family, because our family's in Wisconsin, about a 2-mile radius from each other. And so they had a lot of grandparent impact for the beginning part of their life. So that was their downfalls or their pitfalls that they were thinking of, but they were all hands in. Mm-hmm. They were excited.
So the idea of the adventure of moving cross-country went out.
Yep. And I think also just knowing that we're a supportive family and that we're here for each other.
Mm-hmm. What would be the major tips? We're starting to run a little short on time. What would be the major takeaway tips that you have for any parents that might be listening?
Great. Yeah, I think one of them is to be intentional. Intentional in what we're doing with our children, the message that we're sending to our children, and intentional in the balance between work and life. And like I said, for myself, one of the tips around intentionality is to live an integrated life.
Mm-hmm. Also, yep. That sense of positivity and support. So our model is having a coach or mentor ourselves and then being one for our kids and for other staff in our business. And so that's a very important part.
I would imagine part of that would be, and you alluded to it earlier on, as I'd like you to clarify or talk about a little bit more, is the prospect of leaving work at times. It's very important, right?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I mean, for us, it's about, one thing that we do is Summer and I, we have a shared calendar that we use on our, an Apple calendar. And so we put everything on that calendar. So we know what does she have going on for work? What do I have going on for work? What are the children's activities that are going on that week? And so we're able to, every Sunday night we sit down and we map out what is our week going to look like. And that way, then we can identify this is family time. And we can say, hey, we're all going to go out for dinner on this night, or we're all going to get a hike in together on Saturday morning before a soccer game. So utilizing a shared calendar has been a really effective trick for us.
I imagine also is the view that those appointments or set downs are about as important as anything in the work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Carving out that time for family is absolutely imperative.
Yeah, the only
and
thing
being
that,
there for.
Yeah, I was saying the only thing that would interfere would be a real emergency, because sometimes those happen. But other than that, you carve it out and that's set in stone.
Correct. Yeah, mm-hmm. And being there for all of our children's sporting events, and every once in a while, obviously an emergency comes up, and we process that with the kids too. But there's always, we're always there. Coaching, also being an active coach for them in their activities, making sure that time is specific. Mm-hmm. Yep, parent-teacher organization on the board, supporting the school. So being active in the community and with our children.
Yeah, well,
I think you also...
Go ahead.
I think you also hit on the concept of how do you separate, because there are emergencies or there are things that obviously work will infiltrate in. And I think being in the here and now for our kids, not having, the phone constantly checking messages, things like that, really being there when it is family time, and making that clear with our employees also, so that there's a plan in place. And, if they needed us, obviously that would, we would have that plan already set up.
It sounds like you mentioned intentional there. One of the things is to bring your children involved into the business as much as possible than it's appropriate for their age. Is that an intentional thing that you're really working to get so they know pretty much what's going on?
Yeah, that's something that we really have focused on, especially since we run a program for youth. And one of our core values is that of empathy. So explain to our children what it is that we do for a living, and then we get buy-in from them, so they know that they are also helping children. Mm-hmm. By if I'm at work and they know that hey, Dad is out right now and he's helping children, or Mom is out in the woods and she's helping children, and that helps them share in the value and feel like they're a part of it. And we've brought them out. We bring them out into the woods regularly to connect. We bring them to activities, employee events, and we've done a lot of foster relationships between other children of employees as well. So to really integrate them, we think is something that's been very successful for us.
Okay, well, that's very good. And sounds like you're making it work. Give you about a minute. Let's talk about New Visions Wilderness, and each one of you maybe a half a minute or so. Explain what it is you do for somebody that might not be familiar with wilderness therapy programs.
Sure. I'd be happy to talk briefly about New Vision. New Vision Wilderness is celebrating actually our 10-year anniversary next year. We're really excited about that. We started in Wisconsin originally, and we have the two locations, one in north central Wisconsin and another in central Oregon. New Vision is an outdoor behavioral health program that offers trauma-informed wilderness intervention, We work with adolescent boys and girls as well as young adults. We're also part of the CALO family of programs, which is a group of specialty programs. We have a very similar model and clinical interventions, and we focus on the idea that the majority of issues young people are facing is based in adverse childhood experiences, often complicated by complex developmental trauma or adoption.
Okay. Summer, did you have anything to add to that from your perspective?
Yeah, and I think the key with academics is the focus that we want to build that light again. So many of our clients coming in have a fear or anxiety around school. So it's really creating a comfort and excitement again for learning and being able to see the world again.
All right. Well, if somebody wanted to talk to you about New Vision Wilderness or just wanted to talk to you about how do you do it, how would they get a hold of you?
Sure, Lon. People can contact me directly on my line, which is 414-801-9791. For admissions, they can call and speak with one of our admissions professionals at 855-689-8326. And our website is newvisionwilderness.com.
All right. And or if they wanted to email you, would that be okay?
Sure. Yeah. My email is dhornbeck@newvisionwilderness.com.
All right. And Summer, is that the best way to get a hold of you? Or did you want to add something else? Your phone number or email?
Yeah. Sure. So my phone number, 414-737-0400, and I am shornbeck@newvisionwilderness.com.
What was that first one?
S for Summer. S. Hornbeck.
S. At. Okay.
S. Yes.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, thank you very much. This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. Been talking with Drew and Summer Hornbeck. They're the co-owners and the founders of New Vision Wilderness, currently living in Oregon, and we're talking about managing parenting and the responsibilities of a management-type job. Thank you very much. Been very good.
Thank you, Lon. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lon.